7. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Go with that team standing away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
All right, here we go on a nice little middle of the week Wednesday. I'm Timmy Hall. We've got a couple guys back there tonight. We've got Ryan Baker, Mr. Menthol, always smelling very good. And one of our new guys in town, Jacob Reimer, Rhyme Time. So it's good to see you fellas. And here with me today for some more NFL draft and Buckeye talk, Devere Posey, everybody.
What's up, Tim? What's up, Columbus? How you doing?
Oh, I'm sure Columbus is good. I can tell Columbus is doing good.
I think Columbus is heading in the direction of, you know what? It's time for dad shorts, tank tops, sundresses, and everything that's good about the summer.
I found this out about myself over the last year. I really love wearing pants and long sleeves.
Yes.
I like to be mostly cut. No, pants.
And long sleeves.
Hate to say it, but I'm kind of into the jogger nation. It's like what jogger common nation. Man would say back there. Yeah. Men showing off their ankle bones is like our version of showing cleavage. It might be what it is. It might be what the male version of that. Adam King for 10 TV will do it with suit pants.
Just wear the shorts.
I was going to say, above the knee action for shorts, with shorts, is definitely man cleavage.
That's in now. Yeah, you're right. Like Bobby Carpenter length shorts.
Oh, yeah.
He's a 3-inch inseam.
Shorts. They're hoochie daddy shorts.
Oh, my God. You could see the thigh muscles just bulging.
I do squats just for those shorts because I'm not doing it to run.
When am I going to see you in a pair of shorts?
Like you were saying.
Next week?
If it gets warm enough. But I like long sleeve shirts with shorts.
It's a good look. I enjoy that look.
It's like a
t-shirt
Florida fisherman.
Hoodie.
Yeah, Florida fisherman.
Trust the Florida fisherman.
The Florida fisherman. A Florida man outfit.
That's great. Yeah.
I was enjoying that today too until I walked into this producer studio and was like, man, I really wish I had a short sleeve shirt on.
It's hot back there.
You know what? It ain't going to help you. And you may as well run around naked back there. You'll still be hot.
That's lights in there.
That's the room. The rooms are all out of whack. If you're
this
wondering,
room is always cold.
This room's okay. It's okay. I wouldn't go as far to say it's cold. If I take you into the jacket studio, that's one of our other off-air studios here. We can do a number of things, record a podcast or whatnot. Freezing cold. It's like Antarctica. I love it in there. That's my favorite room. Crew studio is kind of moderate, right in the middle. Yeah. Control room, hell.
Yep.
Absolute hell.
So is Matty Ice, because he always wears a coat. He's wearing a winter coat.
He must be cold all the time.
Is that why they call him Matty Ice? Because he's always cold? Is that why?
He's freezing all the time, I don't know how it's possible. Yeah. I mean, the other day it was 70. He's wearing a shirt, a long sleeve shirt, a hoodie, and pants.
Stupid, man.
Did you have some fun? Ryan Baker was with Matty Ice Monday and Tuesday. Rothman was out. He was doing some Chicago things. Did you have a good time?
We had a blast. That was like our old school broadcasting school days. So we had a blast.
That's right. Ohio Media School.
Yeah. So Matty was a student there when I was a graduate assistant running the sports radio. So we did a lot of stuff back in the day together.
All right. So one of the things I want to start with, if you listen to our show last night in the 7 o'clock hour, so you know kind of where it's at, if you want to go back and check the Buckeye Show podcast, anywhere you get your audio, simply download it and you'll find it. So in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, we got Tyvus to just speak on his unique story because it's draft week and I love catching up with you guys that lived it. You know, and it wasn't just, you know, he didn't get drafted. So we know that's part of the story with Tyvus. He expected to, didn't happen. And that's rough to go through and then getting back on that horse and then starting the process. But Devere, I want to kind of go down that road for the next couple segments or the first couple segments with you, because I think all of our listeners find these things fascinating. Yeah. And a lot of us dreamt of that when we were growing up playing football, trying to get to that level. But it ended for us way, way, way quicker, and you got to live out a dream. But Take us through that. Obviously, you're the 68th overall pick in the 2012 draft to the Houston Texans. And what were the weeks leading up to that like? And just take us inside your mind.
Yeah, man. Tim, first off, as a fan of the draft, I love the draft. The draft is more entertaining than, say, the ESPYs to me. I love the meme-worthy family interactions, the reactions from guys, seeing guys go through adversity sitting there in the room, or how people, you know, jump all over them. I just absolutely love that
stuff. Can I tell you this real quick?
Yeah.
The first round of the NFL draft, to me, is the best sports viewing.
Draft. It's
whatever is not even draft.
Yeah.
Say, take games off the table.
Okay.
Anything that's not a game that is involved in sports in any way, NFL draft is number one.
You put it above all the first award round shows.
All the award shows, whatever, you know.
I am with you on that.
It's Selection Sunday.
Yes.
That just popped in. It's that.
But it's so
Selection
quick.
Sunday, and it's NFL draft first round.
Yeah, it's so quick, Selection Sunday.
But anyway.
Yeah, so draft for me, crazy process. I was at home in Cincinnati in my mom's house, and I kind of watched the first round by myself, and it was first round, obviously, second and third, the second day. The first round went, and I was like, oh, turn it off. You know, I mean, at the time, obviously, I didn't think I was going to be a first-round draft
pick. You weren't expecting that to happen, though,
right? But the thing about it was, I went to the combine. I ran a 4.37.
Blazing speed.
I had everything that I did up to the combine. I thought that I could have been one of the top 5-6 receivers in that draft. I was really upset with the 49ers because they took a guy named AJ Jenkins from Illinois, who I thought only had one good senior year. And I really felt like I had a great meeting with the 49ers. I really felt like when they came in town, we hit it. I really felt like at the combine, at Pro Day, that I had a good relationship with their coach. And then even on top of that, Ted Ginn was in San Francisco at the time. Troy Smith was in San Francisco at the time. I thought it would have been a great fit to be out there with Ted Ginn. And, you know, it just didn't work out. They ended up taking... And the funny thing about AJ Jenkins, he was my roommate at the combine.
So I was really pissed.
Really
did you not
pissed.
Get along with him at all?
Well,
or was it just the competitiveness?
Okay, here's the thing. I got to the combine. We come in the room. The first thing he says to me is, I'm kind of happy that stuff happened to y'all at Ohio State.
Oh.
And I'm like,
that's the first thing?
First thing he said.
Not like, hey, like, how you doing? Or,
I'm
man.
Like, oh, this dude is.
He just went right at you.
This dude's a prick. He's not my type of dude. I don't like this guy, you know, and then to go to sleep. I mean, he's cool, but I'm going to say this anyway on the radio. He had to rock himself to sleep. So I'm looking over there during the combine and the bottom of the covers are just moving, just like, shoo, 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 shoo. And I'm like, all right, bro, what are you doing under those covers? And he's like, oh, ever since I was a kid, I got to rock myself to sleep. And I'm like, all right, I really don't like this dude. I just don't like this guy.
What?
And then I'm watching the draft, and he gets drafted in the first round, Tim. And I'm like, all right, Mom, turn it off. I'm done. I wake up. I work out. The next day, I'm just like, you know, it's going to happen in the second round.
Get me another room, please.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. This dude is just really trying to irk me. But anyway, we ended up being cool. We ended up talking throughout our careers. And we always joke about that story the first day we met. But, you know, I'm watching the draft. I get a workout in a day. The family comes over. I'm telling them, hey, my agent's like, I really think it'll be tonight. We get to about the end of the second round. I get a call from my agent, and he's like, man, I don't know. It might be the back half of the third. We're for sure going in the fourth round tomorrow. Only bad thing is you got to go to sleep and wait till tomorrow. And I'm like, dang. So I hang up the phone, and my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, Kara, she's sitting right next to me. I was like, let's take a shot. Let's just take a shot of some Patron.
Right.
And let's just
take
it through.
Take the edge off,
yeah,
please.
Let's just take it through it.
Yeah.
And so as soon as we take a shot, slam the cup down, boom, I get a Texas number. And I'm like,
uh-huh.
I'm like, shh. You know, that's the best part of the draft. When everybody's like, shh, everybody be quiet. And then you're on the phone, and you're like, hey, hello. Yeah, this is Devere. And you're like, hey, man, this is Rick Smith. He's an Ohio guy. He's from Dayton, Ohio.
Sure, sure.
Rick's like, hey, man, you know, we're going to take you here with our third round pick coming up. Really excited. Thought you had a great combine, great everything. We're happy that you kind of fell to us. Whoop-de-whoop. Like, you know, I think this would be a good spot for you to be with Dre and, you know, and things like that. We're excited to have you down here in Houston, so we're going to select
you. So what did you say? I always find it fascinating. It seems like the players say nothing on that call. They say nothing. I think you would want to make a tiny bit of chit-chat at the end of the call.
Nah. You want to hear.
You want to hear it.
Like,
I get it.
You want to, like,
soak it in.
It's like one of those things where it's like, you know, like you're getting a Grammy and you're like, the Grammy goes to, like, you want to hear your name called.
I understand. Part of me and my personality is thinking, I don't want to come off as rude to these guys now that are giving me the shot of a lifetime. So, but I'm going to at one point say, well, Tim, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, thank you so much. Mr. Smith. Yeah. My family and I were so excited about this. I've worked my whole life to be there.
No, typically,
maybe they cut it off, but most of the times you see, I don't see a word being spoken by players.
There's so much information coming at you. It's like, hey, we traded up. We want you to, you know, we're going to take in this pick. I'm going to get off the phone so you can watch it, but our travel... Everybody's going to call you here and then, like, you watch it and then it's like, all right, you're flying out in the morning. Here you go. We need your bank account, signing bonus, whoop-de-whoop. Like, and it just starts going. And then local media there and then it's crazy.
And I want to get some more DeVere's stories on what happened once he got drafted and how those first couple years of his career went, because every Buckeye has got... Their careers are they're never the same. There's no two football careers that are the same, and the stories are so unique to themselves. And I can't wait to hear some of those stories. We'll keep doing this with DeVere as we're one day away from the first round of the NFL draft. We'll have a ton of coverage here tomorrow. That's coming up next here. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Morning Juice.
Sometimes being progress doesn't look like much, but you have to keep stacking those cards every day.
Get that three cards edge. Doesn't look like much, but a deck.
Let's start stacking, coach.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan. Tailgating is a state of mind. You are listening to The Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and our receiver buddy for tonight, giving us his draft tales, Devere Posey. Third round pick, 68th overall to the Houston Texans back in 2012. I was just looking at, Devere, the wide receivers that were taken in your class. Of course, you mentioned A.J. Jenkins. Now, he's kind of was a nut job and a bad dude at the beginning, but you since smoothed it over. He's weird. He like rocks himself to sleep under the sheets. Lord only knows what's going on there. Justin Blackmon was the fifth overall pick.
He was a beast.
Boy, that guy had talent, but he could not stop drinking.
Yeah.
And that kept him from having a career. Michael Floyd, Notre Dame.
Good dude there.
Oh, if the Bodeman were here, what he would be doing.
Yeah, Bodeman.
13th overall. Yeah. Kendall Wright out of Baylor.
Had a good season.
Then A.J. Jenkins. Then Brian Quick, right at the top of the second round. He was an Appalachian State guy.
Big dude.
Remember him a little bit.
He was like 6'5", big body. He was like the biggest receiver that was taken at that time.
I remember Stephen Hill from Georgia Tech.
He ran like a 4.2 at the combine.
So who were all, you had Calvin Johnson, you had Demaryius Thomas.
Stephen Hill.
Then Stephen Hill.
So he kind of fell in like that big body, fast receiver, just like DT and Calvin.
We were talking about just Georgia Tech receivers right there, folks. Then a big name, Alshon Jeffrey, was 45th overall.
South Carolina. It was kind of a surprise that he fell to the second round because
he's good.
He was really good at South Carolina.
For sure, we agree. No question, the best NFL receiver that we mentioned yet for career.
No, the best receiver in our draft. That
I'm just saying so far.
I was going to give it to Marvin Jones.
Yes, okay.
In the fourth, fifth round.
Yeah, he went later. We didn't read his name yet.
Yeah.
But as far as names that we mentioned so far, he's by far the best career. Ryan Broyles, Reuben Randall, and then you, Devere Posey.
Ryan Broyles.
And we get to Devere.
He was a beast at Oklahoma.
Couple picks later. Well, I guess later in the third round, you had Muhammad Sanu, and then T.Y. Hilton went off the board.
Yep. All good dudes, man.
But I wanted to do this for you, too, before I get back to some of your stories. I have found your NFL.com. It still lives there. It's for the official NFL scouting combine. The data is still up there. I have your overview, your strengths, and your weaknesses.
I think
it would be fun to give you your weaknesses.
I don't want to hear.
You're gonna have to. I want to hear how you respond to this. And I'll give you the strengths after it to build you back up. This says Posey will get caught peeking at incoming safeties when going across the middle. Now, hold on.
Okay.
He shows toughness when blocking, but not here. He sometimes will seem uninvolved in the physical aspect of the game or when the ball and play are not coming toward him. That's a pretty short list of weaknesses, though.
That's what you get for being in Trussell's offense. you get bored blocking for Boom and Zoom. Brandon same. And Terrell's zone read.
Did you learn anything from that?
How to block and how to be unselfish. And backside, you better be getting your hand on somebody.
Here were your strengths. Posey can struggle off the line, but understands for the most part how to stem his routes to set up a defender and then use his suddenness to change direction. He can burst and stick his foot in the ground at the top of routes to gain separation, except when going across the middle and facing a big hit. He is superb. I thought these were all strengths. He is superb.
I threw a dig in there.
What is that? Yeah. My God. He is superb at adjusting his body once the ball is thrown to secure the catch. He's effective after the catch. I feel like I should read this like Mel Kiper. Effective after the catch. The ball in his hands can make a small move. Get up the field. Very, very polished. Very polished as a route runner. Overall receiver.
That was great.
Appreciate that. But no, that's pretty good. And you told us about your 40 time. I mean, dude, what's it like to run a 4.37? I'm just trying to imagine what that would feel like.
So you run two of them, and the NFL always reports your slowest time. My first time was a 4.37. And honestly, I got a text from my uncle. In between my 40s, I just went back to my phone, like where my sweats were. And he was like, don't run again. And I was like, all right. I was just like, what do I say? I was like, I want to do routes. So I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. I choose not to run.
I should have did the Dion and just ran out of the building.
But Devere, so we got, you know, your pick to, you know, told us a little bit of the story about, you know, getting that call from Rick Smith with the Houston Texans at the time and what that was like. And I know it's kind of impossible to sum up like the entire career in just one more segment here, but I want to know from you, like, when you think about where you were drafted and then everything that you accomplished throughout your football career, because it was wild. Like, it was a crazy ride. Like, Tyvus's ride was crazy and all the teams he played for. And then you almost had this two sides where you had the three seasons with Houston. You get a shot with the Jets and the Broncos, and then you kind of become the CFL dude. Yep. And maybe more of a CFL dude than any Buckeye I can even think of, to where you're winning a Grey Cup and your Grey Cup MVP in 2017.
Yeah.
When you think back on where I was picked, but then the whole picture, like, how do you sleep at night with everything you did?
I think the thing that really helped me from my career was just appreciating the lessons, right? And the things I've learned and just the, like, when the universe gives you adversity, it's really a gift. You know what I mean? If you're still breathing, if you're still alive, it's a gift. And it's just really your perspective of it. And I think for me, that's really what I learned from my career was, you know, got drafted, worked really hard to get in the starting lineup. I went to, like, a really old team. Like, Matt Schaub was in his 8th year. Dre was in his 10th year.
Andre Johnson.
Arian Foster was, you know, coming up on his second contract, 5th-year guy. You know, it was just, like, it was so weird for me and my wife because we had just came from Columbus partying on High Street, hanging out.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, hey, you want to come over for Bible study? Do you want to come to my son's game this weekend? And it was just like, man, like, I wasn't an adult. Like, I wasn't doing adult things yet.
It was, you know, so different. It was so different.
It was just hard to really bond with guys.
Right.
And so, like, middle
guys have so much money already. Right?
right. Like, it's just, you know, they have families and businesses and nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And it was just like.
But I had to ask this to Tyvus too, just from coming as a mere mortal. Mm-hmm. Those checks had to be unbelievable, right?
Yeah, I asked
where you're coming from, and
Owen Daniels, who's a tight end at Wisconsin,
Tatgate withstanding, right?
No. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, just, bro, it's just another level when you get in the locker room and you really see people's lifestyles in any professional sport, like rookies versus the vets. It's a stark contrast. Like, it's just in lifestyle and just, well, one, just management, right? You know, so Owen Daniels, his locker was right next to mine. I asked to see one of his game checks one time. It's $250K.
What is the number one thing that you remember from your entire playing career? Or the pinnacle, the best moment for you?
I think for me, man, just kind of having the year that I, like, after I went to the CFL and came back to the league. And John Harbaugh gave me an opportunity. That meant a lot to me personally.
Ravens because, in 2018?
Just because I felt like, you know, a lot of guys go to Canada and rarely, like, make it back.
Yeah.
And it kind of just gets stuck up there. And I think, you know, me making it back and, like, just playing in a Hall of Fame game and just being in Baltimore, it was just a big moment because I, like the NFLPA, they send you a text every Friday. And I've had many an opportunities to unsubscribe from this text. But when I was in Canada, I would, like, tell myself, like, I'm going to be in the league again. Like, I'm going to actually read this quote from the NFL or, like, things like that. And it kind of, like, always kept me in it. Like, I really got into visualization manifestation at the time. And, like, my whole reason of going to Canada was to get back to the league. Like, that's why I had success because I was like, dude, I'm supposed to be in the league. You know what I mean? I just got hurt my rookie year, really had a rough time. Like, so my rookie year, I was telling you, I tore my Achilles in the playoffs, right when I was breaking the starting lineup, and then the team drafted Hopkins, and then just that next year,
things like that when you're a young player,
yeah, man, yeah. And just really working, and so just finally getting healthy again and being able to show my professionalism, it just meant a lot to make it back.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned the NFL, like the Players Association, and if you get involved in like a local chapter, like if they've got local chapters around.
Columbus chapter,
I was talking to your old teammate Dane Sonsenbacher as we were on the golf course. Right? And he just, another guy that made it to that 4 year, that 4 year window of time spent in the NFL. And he gave me a ball marker and I was like, that's really nice. It's really cool. And it had like the NFL alumni and it had the like Central Ohio chapter on the coin. I'm like, that's a nice piece where I could have only gotten this from someone that's in it, you know? Like I thanked him for that. And that's a really cool piece that I could tell people about, but that has to mean a lot. That's so cool that you're part of that fraternity forever. But thank you, Devere. Thank you.
It's good
stuff to hear. He's not leaving. That was just sort of that portion, that portion of the show. An example of how this NFL draft silly season can't end soon enough, especially for Marvin Harrison Jr. We'll prove it next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If the colors scarlet and gray made a sound, that sound would be this. This is the Buckeye Show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is indeed, Edward. Timmy Hall and Devere Posey here with you guys tonight. We are sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing for top quality and a price match guarantee. Visit schottensteinroofing.com. Devere's excited for it. You gotta watch. Can you hear that when... Do that again. I want to do the microphone arm.
I don't know. We gotta get some when the radio starts. I just start moving the microphone.
WD-40 in here because move that again. The creak on that microphone. You hear that, right? Oh my god!
Can hear it big time.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't crazy.
I get nervous when you guys
are back
around.
Is yours that bad, Timmy?
Mine's a little bit quieter. It squeaks a little bit.
Devere's.
Do yours again, Devere?
Yeah.
Give it a good yank. Give it a good pull.
There it is.
Wow.
There it is.
Yeah. That's loud.
Yeah.
That's loud.
It's got some tight springs in it.
That's what it is. You know, and I never think to like get lubricant for the microphone arm.
We are talking about the microphone.
Let's save
in
that
the
for
studio.
The Tri-State Men's Health.
That's right. My good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Is that not what it's called, though? Did I not use the proper terminology? What is WD-40?
It is a lubricant.
It's a lubricant.
That's correct.
It'll say it right on the can.
Absolutely, it is.
I have a house. You know, I have to fix things around the house from time to time.
Absolutely.
I installed a bathroom floor, Devere.
This weekend?
No, God, that took me about 3 months. that was a pandemic project.
Okay. Hold on, just a bathroom floor?
Just a bathroom
months?
Floor.
How
I mean, like, man,
bathroom?
we weren't taking showers.
Lay bathroom. Off me, man. Right. I tried. I wanted to tackle something, okay? And I got it done. I did a good job. I'll send you a picture of it. It looks good.
Yeah.
So... we're getting to this point where we're getting ready for the draft tomorrow. And Devere, the internet just goes crazy, right?
It's just like, let's throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. See if an NFL team believes this crap.
So, look, I know it's tough because we watched Marvin Harrison Jr., but that also means for those of us that didn't just watch him, but covered him. Yeah. And we've gotten to talk to people that are really close to him.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten to interview his father. We've gotten to witness him up close. We've gotten to talk to teammates of his. We've been able to verify what he's about through many, many different levels. So in a way, I don't think that's a bad thing that we're too close to him to have an honest opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like I really would, if there were some things I didn't like about him,
yeah.
I feel like I could say it, you know? I feel like I would go out there and do it. But I know you're going to agree, there really isn't a better wide receiver prospect that you can conjure up. Can you think of some things that would make Marvin Harrison Jr. better than what he is right now? And are they actually serious things about what he is or what he could accomplish at the next level? We've been hearing that he's a generational guy for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I would say is probably, like, I think a couple routes that I saw, his shoe was untied. And, you know, he could have picked some different cleats to wear. But besides that, he's pretty much He checks all the boxes.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Well, the thing that got to me is when Bruce Feldman, and he's been doing this on the yearly now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take in general about the anonymous barbs? You know, you ask all these guys, and I respect Bruce Feldman and the work he does enough to believe that these are real people with the jobs that he's saying they have. Like, he'll say, this is from a wide receiver coach in the National Football League. Like, he'll say that, a current wide receiver coach in the National Football League.
Yeah.
But he won't reveal who it is. And so then this guy will just speak freely.
Yeah.
And just say whatever is on his mind about all the prospects.
Yeah.
You like that style? How we allow that cloak of anonymity to say what you want to say?
I just think from a team management perspective, your job is to do your due diligence. And if, Tim, I was a real estate guy, I'm flipping houses, my job is to do due diligence before I put that 10% down on a house and purchase it for the flip. So I'm going to go to the foundation of the house. I'm going to check out
flipper.
I'm going to check out everything about it, and I'm going to find what's wrong. And I know the things that I need to coach are the things that I would need to fix as a real estate or contract in, so that I can make sure this house is eligible to be on the market. Same thing with the draft. These guys are hired to find talent and find what's wrong with the talent so that the coaches know what to coach. So I'm okay with it when it's in the ballpark of on-field play. I don't like the Larry Tunsil stories. I don't like the CJ Stroud stories.
CJ Stroud is an idiot because he can't take a test.
The Justin Fields stories.
The Fields stuff. The Fields is a great example because that was inaccurate.
Well, a lot of
just making up stuff about how he's the one of the later guys in the building and one of the first to leave. Like, what are you talking about?
Let's just put the tape on and let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the game and where I need to improve, what I need to work on.
You know?
And how I can help your team win football games.
I think for quarterbacks, and let's be honest, it's different, right? The quarterback's the most important position in all of sports. If you don't have one of those that's really good, you're just simply not going to win. But when it comes to Marvin, really, go play it yesterday, play it again right now. Listen to CJ Stroud when it comes to this guy.
Be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
That's it. Be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't overthink it with Marvin Harrison. So when I get a guy that's going to say that, you know, he's a little too casual, that he doesn't have that innate dog in him.
No, that's his
scout
gift.
Number. That's from Scout One. If you want to know who to hate,
that's his
Scout
gift.
One says that.
That's his gift. And what people don't know is Marv would be on catch 8 for 145, and he'll get up and he might do a first down sign, but you won't see anything in his body language that can tell you he's having a bad game.
I look at that as like the skilled, I mean, the high level golfer, right?
You get what I'm saying? No emotional response to negative or positive.
Right, yes.
That's
Marvin. There's a certain point. It's like there's a time to celebrate, right? There's a time to celebrate. There's a time to be serious when you're in the middle of that game.
And his dad was that way. His dad played like that. His dad would hand the ball to the ref and run back to the sideline.
And that's the thing, too, for I also don't understand how that's bothering you about a top-line wide receiver prospect, where the knock on you guys is that you're the biggest prima donnas in all sports, right? Oh, throw me the ball. I got to get my numbers. I want to see Jerry
McGuire did that to us.
Yes, show me the money.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see the production. I want to see what you can do, what your catch radius is. Yep. If I'm looking at an old school middle linebacker like a Brian Urlacher or a Ray Lewis, then I want the innate dog in them to out. I don't need that from Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, no.
I want skill.
You want a dog, but at the same time, like, you want a professional. And I think that's what Marv is going to bring every single day. I mean, let's be honest, the kid has a PhD in football. He grew up in one of the greatest locker rooms in sports history with Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, you know, Jeff Saturday, one of my favorite, Dallas Clark. I mean, he's been around great players. Dallas Clark was a dog. He wore no gloves, by the way.
Listen to this. Wide receiver coach one. Harrison's not number one to me. Neighbors is the number one on my list. I think he is on a lot of people's list. He's just different. I don't think it's anything toward Marvin. It's just really that Neighbors is that good. His skills with the ball and his hands are different. Acceleration is different. His explosion is different. Offensive assistant one, it's Neighbors, and then there's a gap. He's the best receiver in the draft in a couple years, maybe more. He is Tyreek Hill combined with both of those San Francisco guys, Debo and Ayuk. He's so explosive. He has a second gear.
That's disrespectful.
Marvin is really good, polished. He's not going to run by people. If you're looking to pick on something, he's not going to run by people. They're going to squat on him at the top of the break. He's good. I just wish he did the testing. He comes across as casual a little bit. Okay. I wish you could look stupid, but your name's not on it.
The thing about that is my take, Tim, Neighbors also play with the Heisman and potential top three pick in Jaden Daniels.
They got so much superficial numbers there.
Kyle McCord.
Yeah.
Syracuse's quarterback. And I'm not saying anything about that, but I'm just saying Marv in LSU jersey. Last year. What is that guy?
Doesn't even need to be in an LSU jersey. You need to see him in an LSU jersey. You saw him in this jersey.
But I'm saying,
put
him with a quarterback that had nation leading numbers.
Yeah, I don't think you even need to. We saw what we saw exactly. The last 2 years.
Exactly.
What more is there? What more is there? All right, that's going to be fun to hear his name called tomorrow. It'll be in the top five. Today gave me some news that really, really bummed me out. And one of our teams now needs to regroup because of it. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Rock Beckman and Ice.
Hey, if the guy can play ball, he can play ball. Let's get him on the team. Yeah. Let's forget about all the other stuff. Driving the motorcycle on the field, smoking, drinking, doing what he wants. Guy can play ball, let's get him on the squad.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fashion. Using the Buckeye hookup to play golf at Scarlet whenever we can. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey. Devere's also somebody that's ready to work on his golf game, take it to the next level in 2024. Did you get out yet?
No, I need a new driver. Honestly, I don't even want to take it out. Like, it's just, I gotta do it off budget. I gotta do a cash purchase. Don't want the wife to see that transaction.
Oh, is it that way? Yes. We can't get some new toys. It is so expensive, right?
Give me a little handshake. I'll take care of you.
Just drop that at my address.
Oh man. Yeah. As long as you throw in like a wedge for Ryan Baker to keep quiet.
Right? Bake needs a wedge.
I don't think a new wedge is gonna help my wedge game right now. So
you missed it. Your window was when the golf show. You gotta go in the winter when the golf show rolls into town.
Yeah.
At the convention center at the Ohio Expo.
Oh, yeah. You told me about the golf show.
I think I had something to do.
Yeah.
I didn't need clubs. I mean, I will be at some point looking for irons. I'm still hitting Titleist irons, the DCIs from 2001.
Yeah,
I was a high schooler and I was using these.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
TaylorMade blades.
Yeah.
How old?
Probably 14.
2014.
Yeah.
So not nearly as old as mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the iron technology has completely changed. I would be able to hit the ball so much farther, but. I'm using irons from 2001.
Yeah,
you give me a new set, I put 10 to 15 yards on each of my iron swings.
I believe you. You know the thing about
depending
my clubs,
on the club.
I think my clubs have too much play in them. Like, I'm not good enough for the clubs that I have.
Yeah,
and I've really
they're
struggled.
A player's club. You want something that's more forgiving.
I need something heavier, more forgiving, and I just. Need to make a cash transaction so my
understand.
Wife doesn't see.
Yeah. Yeah, understand too. I think that's the same thing about my irons too. Is I actually should be fit for something that's a little bit more playable because
right.
I'm not
it's more friendly.
I'm not the dude that's working the ball like these pros, like with the cuts and the draws. I want to hit the ball straight as I can.
Yeah,
I need something that's forged a little bit more.
Yeah.
Forged like the Lord of the Rings.
Tim, what? Speaking of Lord of the Rings, what's your Harry Potter magic wand? If you get it done with in the fairway,
it's my wedge. Becoming a very good wedge player.
Oh no, I'm saying the one club.
Your
magic wand.
It's my lob wedge.
Lob wedge.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with
We're talking about this. I'd like to put my other friend, my 53 degree and my 58 degree and put them as like a package deal because they're both very friendly to me.
Those like if you're walking and after you drive, you can get up there with those two clubs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My man.
They have confidence.
Yep.
And you want to be and I tell the golfers out there that are getting ready for another season, work on your confidence, right? That's what it's about. It's such a mental game.
You're gonna
hit some bad shots
Don't
here and there, but
negative.
if you step up there and you have a good vision, you talk about that, right?
Be nice. I'm nice. I'm the most nicest to myself on the golf course.
that's surprising.
Pamper myself. That's why I like going because it's like, Devere, look, man, you're a good dude. You deserve better. You know, it's okay. Like,
you deserve better.
You shouldn't be playing like this.
You deserve better than this.
I talk so nice. Because as soon as you start talking bad about yourself on golf course, you just go downhill. You have to be nice to yourself.
This is wrong that this is happening to you.
Timmy, I feel like this is a new Wednesday night segment. Devere deserves.
It's like you got on the golf course. That's the mindset I have, Ryan.
Man deserves better, right?
I deserve better.
He didn't deserve. It's too nice of a guy to not have better.
Right? What would banish him to the CFL for? He's better than that? Why does his ball kick off the back of the green and roll into the creek when he was only 3 yards too long?
It's all right. It looks good down here.
Where was that gust of wind that we accounted for? So Devere really bummed me out today. This one really did bum me out. We talked about Trey Townsend, 6'6", small forward. You can put him in a couple of spots. I was really liking this guy. We didn't get like the volume of 3-point shooting with him, but his percentage at 38% checked off a box. He certainly wasn't going to get you those Jamison Battle type figures, but you're just talking about a stud of a player at the mid-major level. He was the national mid-major player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had Jack Golke hitting the shots, but then Trey Townsend was the guy that
He's the reason why they went for him.
Correct. He's the reason why they did this and won their conference tournament, and they beat Kentucky and got to the next round. He had 30 points against NC State. It was down to Arizona, and it was down to Ohio State. And sure enough, like I really, really thought the Buckeyes did everything they could do to put themselves in a position to get him. And when I do realize and feel that you lost him to a borderline blue blood, we don't have to have that debate right now, but it's Arizona. I mean, it's everything Lou Dolson built, and it's the Arizona Wildcats. We grew up as kids knowing big-time phenom Arizona Wildcats, right?
I mean, Tim,
and that's where he went.
You lived in Detroit the last 3 years, and you're like, Columbus,
I hear
Tucson.
Yeah, could be it. Hey, don't act like that might not have been a factor. And I'm doing the money signs.
Yes,
you know, show me the money
in Arizona.
Show me the money. And I had heard from someone pretty reliable that the asking price was really, really high. Like really high. High six figures. So if Arizona ponied up for that, then that's possibly one of the things that got it done. But he's a 17-8 guy, obviously the Horizon League Player of the Year, if he's the National Mid-Major Player of the Year. But it's regrouping time. Overall, Devere, are you happy with what's been done? We talked about Michi coming in, but we didn't talk to you since Felix Okpara left. I mean, Aaron Bradshaw comes in from Kentucky, a 7-1 guy.
Pushed him out, yeah.
Kind of pushed him out, so that stinks. But we still got work to do to finish up this team here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and that was kind of the trade-off for me, that Felix Okpara felt betrayed. And it's just like, how do you kind of just come back from that, right? Like, I mean, you lose a guy who was one of the heart and souls of this team the past 2 years, and he really, I thought back when Holtman was still in his rut and they had that run in the Big Ten tournament last year, I felt like Bruce Thornton and Felix Okpara really challenged the team. And now it's all Bruce Thornton's team. So, I mean, Tim, we do need a few more pieces, but if I'm Diebler, I'm looking in the mirror, I say, hey, do I get, you know, this former five-star guy who's had great minutes at Kentucky, 7-foot, you know, potential draft lottery or Okpara, I'm okay with taking the portal. You know?
I haven't done enough of my research because I've so been on team Trey Townsend, but that now pushes you to this other kid that visited. Have you seen the six? You like the frame here. 6'9", freshman, 6'9", 190. Need to bulk him up a little bit, but a 15-a-game guy with 4 rebounds and 1.5 assists and a 38% 3-point shooter. So a 6'9 lanky dude that probably has a 7-foot wingspan that's hitting the three, Central Arkansas. So again, much smaller level at the mid-major level, but that's possibly what could emerge for Ohio State now that they don't get Trey. So I would like to see them seal the deal with that young man going forward here, and then still with another spot or two that they could get done to beef up this team. Okay, Reggie Bush is getting the Heisman back. I know that's got Devere's mind spinning a mile a minute. We'll tell you why in the College Football Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destined.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you could lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Center.
Good evening. I'm Ryan Baker. A lot of baseball going on right now in the Buckeye State. Let's start up at Progressive Field, where the Guardians trail the Red Sox 2-0, top of the fourth inning. Connor Wong with a home run in this one for Boston. Over at Great American Ballpark, the Reds, they're in the top of the second against the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Reds trail 1-0 in that one. The Columbus Clippers, they're in Syracuse tonight, taking on the Mets. Top of the second in that one, Columbus trails Syracuse 1-0. A big game over at Lower.com Field tonight. The Columbus Crew hosting Monterey in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals. It gets underway at 8:15. Two games in the NBA playoffs. The Celtics and the Heat getting ready to start right now. The Thunder host the Pelicans at 9:30. The Cavs and Magic play game 3 of their series tomorrow at 7. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey, the lovely Buckeye fans tonight, hour two, as we get into the Pulse. And this is a big story. This is a big story, Baker. The Heisman that is back. Back in business now.
It once was lost, but now it is found.
Yay!
I guess.
Yep.
Reggie Bush, guys.
Reggie!
The Heisman Trophy, what is that? The Trust Committee, whatever it is.
The Trust, I believe, yeah.
They decided today that they were going to give Reggie his 2005 Heisman back. So Reggie couldn't have his all these years. OJ could. And it sounds like OJ's death is kind of what started the conversations to give Reggie his Heisman back. So congratulations, Reggie, on finding your Heisman.
So tell me more about that, about OJ's death, because that's always where this was for me. It just, look, I know, innocent until proven guilty, right? We had the book, How I, you know, If I Did It, all that nonsense. But you could go to the Heisman website and see O.J. Simpson all over the place, yeah. And then you would click through the slides, and then a gap where Reggie Bush is gone. And I know that Reggie Bush, we all know he received improper benefits in his time there. It just seemed wrong. That's all. It just seemed odd that this guy and O.J. would be up there. Funny how they're both USC dudes, too. And then Reggie is gone off the face of the planet. And good on them. He's there right now. I'm actually on the website verifying that this is updated. He's there, 2005, running back, junior, Reggie Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, so good. That's great. I mean, Bake, this is interesting because the Heisman Committee, which is a postseason award, gave him his Heisman back. Or has it confirmed that? Did the NCAA erase any of his stuff with the school? Is this NCAA reinstate him? It's just the Heisman Committee.
This is just the Heisman Trophy. The Heisman Trophy.
Okay.
That's what he gets.
Different. It's a postseason award that's voted on from a committee. Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, says, as part of the decision Wednesday, the Heisman Trust is returning the Heisman Trophy to Bush and a replica to USC.
Nice.
I think you kind of know if you've ever wondered, if you looked at all those Heisman trophies that are in the glass room on the corner of the Woody Hayes.
Yeah, they're
on campus replicas. But hey, still cool.
Yeah.
It's a replica of a real Heisman trophy that was won by somebody. Bush will again be invited to all future Heisman Trophy ceremonies beginning in the 2024 season. And I bet you know what else. What else this means?
Heisman House.
Heisman House. They got a pretty clever ad campaign, don't they?
Now, the thing about winning a Heisman, you're due about, you know, $500 to about $1 million a year off of advertisement and stuff like that. Like, those dudes make a lot of money post-football just for being a Heisman. You get some good bread.
It says the decision to reinstate the Heisman Trophy was based on a, quote, deliberative process by the Heisman Trust to monitor a sea change in college athletics in recent years. So you said the OJ thing, they're going more on the surface of what's been happening with NIL and collegiate sports. The trust cited fundamental changes in which rules that have allowed student-athlete compensation to become an accepted practice and appears here to stay. We're thrilled to welcome Reggie back to the Heisman family in recognition of his accomplishments. Michael Comerford, president of the Heisman Trophy Trust, said, "We consider the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years and deciding that now is the right time to reinstate the trophy for Reggie."
Derek Jeter hat tip.
I wonder what that first commercial is going to be like when he's in the Heisman House. I don't even know if you have to like do any kind of clever writing, or is it more like, hey, I'm back? He like busts in through the door.
Doesn't he have
I'm
to
back,
like,
baby.
Doesn't he have to like be there ringing the doorbell? Like,
yeah, like,
hey, guys.
With
I'm
his bags.
Here, I'm back. Yes, exactly.
Or he's like outside at the gate and he punches in the code and it opens. He's like, man, this thing hasn't been working for 14 years.
My code hasn't worked forever.
It's like, this is great. And the code is like 2005, like 2005. Like, oh, it worked. Finally, I'm back. I'm back in.
Let's get on the phone with the marketing agency right now.
Absolutely.
But Nissan. Devere, I can feel it. It's emanating from you.
What?
This story.
Yeah.
This Reggie is back. The Heisman is back.
Yeah.
This has you feeling a certain type of way about what happened to you and the boys.
I mean, I always, you know, I'll tweet and I'll bring it back up just to kind of resurface it. But at the same time, there's a little bit more bureaucracy involved in our situation because it's more NCAA, it's more school,
we're not just talking about giving
view.
You a trophy back.
Yeah, it's more of like, because not only do I want it back, you know, Cam Hayward, Dane Sensabaugher, Jimmy Chekwood, those guys who were seniors would love to have their senior year back. I mean, it was a Big Ten championship that's missing from the Woody. But it's not that this award, because it's a postseason award, doesn't matter. But what this award did, Tim, was make a great just segue for the NTA to kind of follow suit on, hey, we're the Heisman. We're doing this because the change of landscape. Not only our case, but what other things can be considered for impermissible benefits now that, say, you know, somebody's leaving a school who was there for a year for $300,000, you know, like were we guys, we were tripping back then. Let's let up a little bit.
They verify this. I'm sure we've talked about this before. They couldn't take your Big Ten championship rings back.
No, I have all my rings in my great. In my
so everybody still has the rings from a vacated championship. So you've got the hardware.
That's the only one I wear, too.
Who makes the hardware? Is that just something that the school decides? They contract that out. A jeweler does it. And that's something that is Ohio State's prerogative to do, right? Each individual school.
Yes.
To make a ring for a specific bowl game.
Yeah. I've never been on the ring committee. I don't know. I don't know what company does
exactly how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I know there was a story done that kind of told you how the Lombardi Trophy came to be. And any of you guys, Baker, do you remember who made the Lombardi Trophy? Did you see that story by any chance? I think it is.
I did not. I don't know that one.
I think it's Tiffany.
You must have seen it. I think that is.
Some random fact.
Yeah, that's a random fact. I think that's correct, though. And it's a beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful looking trophy.
They gotta change the NCAA trophy, right? It's so bad. Like, football has changed. Like, you like that wood thing? It's just like, what? Like, it's just kind of boring.
Oh, you know, that's interesting because...
Basketball.
I do like that. I actually like how it's got the wood.
You think it's better than the crystal ball?
In the crystal. No, I didn't say it was better than the crystal ball. I wasn't thinking about that. But that's gone. But that's not the thing.
But that trophy has been the same even when the crystal ball was around. And then now it's the gold. It kind of looks like the Lombardi a little bit. But it looks like something. On the tee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it looks like.
It looks like
a microphone.
Yeah, a microphone. That's right. Something else, too. But I'm with you about just the 2010 season, and I don't know what is proper when you're trying to, if rules are broken, and look, like I understand that at the time they were a violation of the rules. So we talk about how the rules have changed, but also there's a part of me that understands that, well, the rules might have changed, but that doesn't do anything to what they were at the time. You know?
What a thing. The only thing that gets under my skin, full transparency, the rules were broken, but we were forced to play in a game. Now, when the punishment came, we went into the game openly knowing that we were suspended. And we were asked to play.
Oh, no.
No, we were made to play.
No, totally. And so, that part of this whole story was wild.
And so the thing about that, Tim, is...
You got to go out there and play.
No.
Yeah.
No. The NCAA and Ohio State was okay with making their money. But no, you guys aren't allowed to make money. That's what's messed up.
Right. We wanted
what really gets under my
skin. We have a bowl game here.
So I don't really care about rules being broken. But if you guys are okay to make your money... But we can't. That's messed up.
There's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
It's like something's going down. We could tell there's a suspension coming, but let's not do it until this bowl game is done.
No, we were suspended at the game. No, we were suspended at the game.
Exactly.
And it was like, hey,
and you're playing.
We've lost the SEC team last 3 years. You know, we lost to Florida. We lost to LSU. Guys, look, listen.
We need a good game.
We can't lose another one at SEC. You guys better play. And guess what? You're not allowed to go to the draft either. So, you know what? You have to agree to come back to play in the game. So that's the thing for me that's always, always got under my skin about it.
Let's get that Final Four back. Come on. Let's get Michael Redd and Scooney Penn, their Final Four.
Yeah. Do you give Michigan theirs?
Give Michigan theirs for... no, I don't like them. No. Let's keep that.
That's blasphemy. Absolutely not. That's gross.
Chris Weber, no. Taking timeouts at the end of a game when you don't have any. No. Let's not reward that kind of stupidity.
Man. And that's like a coined phrase, like a Chris Weber. Don't ever pull a Chris Weber at the end of a game.
Don't C-web this thing right here. Baker, you got one more back there?
Yeah, guys, so we know how much transfer portal activity Colorado had last year. Well, it's the same this year, just about. They've had 31 players enter the transfer portal since the end of last season, 20 just in April. Deion Sanders was doing an interview with the pregame show on their YouTube channel on Tuesday, and they were talking about the attention that Colorado gets during the portal window, and Deion said, I know what works for us and what has worked for us tremendously. I don't know about tremendously. You only won 4 games last year. I know you improved, but you only won 4 games. He said, we've patterned this thing. We go about it like NFL, free agency. I just wonder if they go 4-8 again this year, if Deion's going to start getting some heat for all this roster turnover.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean,
we'll see what the season does, Ryan.
Yep.
You know, the results will tell.
He is up. I mean, he was going to be on the chopping block early, Tim, just because of the manner in which he arrived. And like you were saying, opening the portal gates and really using the portal to flip a whole roster. His results base were like, we want to see how you do, Deion.
I know they lost their leading rusher in Dylan Edwards, but he was like, 370 yards or something like that. So they get Dallin Hayden in. So we'll get to see what one of our Buckeyes who had, you know, he flashed every time we got to see Dallin on the field. He flashed, and they're just wasn't actually there were some opportunities for him, and some of it's head scratching. Some of it was head scratching how he wasn't deployed a little bit more often, but
yeah, he's a good back.
It's just I felt like, you know, the stuff that they weren't telling us, like it seemed like he must have been fumbling all over the place in practice for them to not like turn him loose. Some of the times that they could have turned him loose, because every time we saw him in a game, there were no ball security issues, and he ran really hard, and he ran pure. But that's how that goes, and he's off to Colorado. I didn't get around to this yesterday, but called an impromptu Power 5, stemming from a Marvin Harrison story, and it might prove how cool or uncool I really am. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Unlike your deadbeat uncle, we'll never leave you stranded in a ditch when you were six. This promo may have been a touch too specific. The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Say hello to Donato's new Stuffed Crust Pizza. This is not just stuffed crust. This is stuffed crust the Donato's way. That famous thin, crispy crust packed with melty mozzarella cheese and roasted garlic and loaded with your favorite toppings. It is time to stuff a little extra deliciousness into your pizza night. For a limited time, get a large one-topping Stuffed Crust Pizza for $16.99 when you order online or in the app. Order today.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada.
There's no joke here. That actually happened.
Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. All Buckeyes, all the time. You're welcome. This is the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy Hall, my man, Devere Posey. I got a little list for you coming up. But first, I got to tell you about my good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Yeah, you know, because there was a point where I started thinking about, man, is this what getting older feels like? I get home from work, all I want to do is go to sleep. I got no energy left. I hit that recline position on the couch, Devere, and I'm gone. You throw an episode of whatever on, and it's just, I'm going to sleepy town. So Before long, I found out that other men were checking out their T levels and if they had low testosterone, and that could be something that's affecting you, feeling sluggish, feeling tired. All these things seem to fit my description. Early to mid-30s, you start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone production every year. I didn't know that. Something that just gradually happens. So I checked out Tri-State Men's Health. They put me on this program, and then boom. You know, a few weeks later, month, 2 months into it, you start feeling much better. The energy levels are back. You could tell, right? You could see that. Yeah, clearly.
Tim, you are jacked
zooming up. All over the place,
he's
right?
He's jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Oh, ready to go, man. Ready to go at a moment's notice. So get on their website. Check them out, tristatemenshealth.com, or just call 800-900-9654. They got locations, six locations overall, two lovely ones right here in Central Ohio, the new one in Westerville, the one I go to get the low T treatment. Lovely offices in Hilliard, 270 and Cemetery Road. You'll take a little quiz there. You'll see what's up. First appointment, $99. $99. That's all. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of the appointment, that visit is free. Tri-State Men's Health. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. I'm excited. We're talking about the 2010 team.
Yeah.
It's almost just... The thing that I kind of learned back there is you rack your brain so much about what situation, you know, how this situation was, how that situation was. There's different minutiae in every little thing where either the NCAA or some entity decided, oh, this has to be vacated, right? And, you know, not, the thing I always come back to is that 90 to 95%, even more than most of those players had nothing to do with whatever the infraction was. And you're keeping a whole big thing away from so many guys, right? Yeah. Sometimes time does change, and like in this case, the rules have changed to where our minds just sort of look at the situation a little bit differently. But I almost feel like there should be like a time stamp on it, you know, with whatever it is, vacating wins, vacating championships, after you've sort of paid a certain penalty in time, because time heals wounds, right? Isn't that a slogan that we all use? That's a saying that everybody seems to subscribe to. I'd like to see 2010 back in business.
Yeah, man.
I would.
I think the real question is at what point as fans and from the administrative standpoint, business standpoint, marketing standpoint, did we say, hey, these athletes aren't amateurs anymore? Because it was all for the sake of protecting amateurs.
I agree with everything you're saying there. It's the biggest reason of why we are where we are. Well, not just vacated, but how we're watching everything that's unfolding now.
Well,
it's not amateurism. It just isn't.
At what point did these infractions stack up to the point where you're saying, okay, we're protecting amateurism, and now it's okay to say that the same people in these same positions, you know, 20 years later, 10 years, 5 years later, aren't amateurs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they can navigate in this space now. I don't know if you can put it on social media. I don't know if you can put it on, you know, bigger TV contracts. But at what point, Tim, did we say these college athletes aren't amateurs anymore? And I think that marks it to where what was the difference in the past and what has changed now? And that's what I really kind of like hang my hat on, because that's what the NCAA stood on. Like when people say, well, the rules were the rules. Well, it's like, what rule are you specifically speaking about? If you're speaking about amateurism, you should really look into the definition of amateurism.
You can't have coaches making that many millions, you know? You just can't. You can't have that much money being made hand over fist. You're talking about that Sugar Bowl game. Well, they wanted to have a good product to show everybody.
Yeah.
They needed certain star players playing in that bowl game. Yeah. Or else it wasn't going to get the ratings generated that they needed to.
And every school that plays in a major bowl game, they get a check. And 9 times out of 10, when they get that check, they build a building, a student union, a new dorm.
They put some of that money back into athletics facilities to try to go out and recruit better.
Absolutely. And it's like if everyone's winning based off the play that put you in the game.
Agreed. Yeah.
You know, and it's just.
And that does not make a whole lot of sense how the players that are out there doing it, we're watching the players. I mean, coaches are a part of it. Yes. I'm not one of these guys that doesn't think coaching matters, but there's no team. Well, if you don't have these guys.
Well, Tim, I want to ask you, do you feel like NIL is enough? You know, is it?
No, I don't.
Right.
No.
Right. It's like, no, we're going to let you navigate this desert of, you know, name, image, and likeliness, and which position groups in sports gets more and who gets less.
And that's going to be expensive.
But we're still going to take the biggest TV deal for the most expanded playoffs over here off to the right.
Yeah. No, I agree. it doesn't feel like it's enough. No. Right. And that's why I think the expansion of the college football playoff, and I hope they get to this soon. I know Jim Harbaugh has actually been a guy.
Harbaugh.
As much as I hate those guys.
Do you think that's, I don't want to, maybe that's why they were knocking on his door a lot this year. Because
he wouldn't really shut up about playing.
Advocating for players.
Although it would have been nice to see Jim like cut his salary in half and give half of that to the players. You know, that he was talking about it so much. But I know the system's got to get set up. But to expand the college football playoff, they need to take some of the revenue from that and just put that into a pot for paying the players. I mean, we're having the extra games. Okay, there's a fair trade. Extra game? Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Money's right? Sure. Yeah. You know, you're going to go do an appearance. Yeah. If the money's right, yeah, you'll go out and do it. That's as simple as that.
Money's going to be so.
I don't know, man. Did you see Marvin Harrison Jr. signed with New Balance?
Yeah, he's like the Kawhi of football.
Yep. Yeah. So that got us talking here yesterday, and I absolutely going to be curious to get your take on this, but just a good old discussion popped up around the office of if, you know, right, because most of us could never, ever get a deal from Nike, right? No. They seem to be the king and at the top of the mountain, but if you could have, you know, that sports apparel deal of your dreams.
Well, I have one.
And so I want to know yours. My list that I came up with for apparel deals that I could see myself having, it ranges. And I put, say, someone like Starter on my list because they're classic and they're kind of coming back. And
you're
they
going
got
for the merch, not
they
the
got
shoes.
The satin jackets. Yeah, there's not much. There's not much to speak for with the shoe business. Yeah. But man, you've seen me wearing some of their jackets, and I love them. Ooh. Champion, I put on my list.
Super underrated.
You like Champion? Yeah. Right?
Super underrated
this
right there.
This is the list that's where we determine if I'm even cool or not these days in my 40-year-old age.
Underrated.
Number three, I put our local product, Homage.
Nice.
I'm wearing a Homage shirt tonight.
Nice.
Because we're repping the Ted Lasso.
Great show.
But the crew, of course, at 8:15, they got their game as they continue on in CONCACAF as they're playing Monterey. So glory to Columbus. Let's hope we get the job done tonight. First leg, it's big. Two, more classics, retro, Mitchell and Ness. Mm. Yeah, I did it. You take a walk down that website.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You give me $5,000 to blow on Mitchell and Ness, done.
Easy.
Done.
Yeah. You're probably coming away with five things.
I'll walk in here with a Vancouver Grizzlies jacket. You know, it's just unbelievable retro stuff. Number one, I went with a nice, easy pick of Nike because, I mean, Nike is the biggest and the best, and you could do literally whatever you want. You get whatever you need, your sport, shoes, clothing, all that.
Yeah.
What are your few? Like, if you athletic five, deals.
I'm going to go with Reebok. I like, it's number five. I'm going to go down just like you did. Reebok is number five. Allen Iverson's classics back in the day.
Very solid. Yeah.
The Emmitt Smiths, they were just big for me.
The actual classic shoes,
And shoes weigh heavy into my brands, just flat out. Okay. Number four, I'm going to go with Adidas. I really just like classic clothes. I like the Adidas jumpsuits. Awesome. Number three, Lululemon, Tim.
There we
Lululemon.
Go. And I'd go Fabletics, but Lululemon.
And I'm not wearing underwear with the pants.
Take them. It's expensive stuff, man.
Wearing underwear.
Stay away from common, man.
That has to touch my skin. All parts of it. All angles. 360 degrees.
You want it.
Lulu has to
touching
touch
the skin.
Timmy, yes, I've got to ask you a question. Because on your thing, you had and one.
Ooh.
I see that in your notes.
Let's pause.
Okay.
Let's pause because there's more brands that I want to hear.
Yeah.
There's more brands that I want to hear. We might get a surprise visitor in the studio, too. Maybe he can jump in on this discussion if 10TV's Dom Tiberi is still hanging out around there. But I want to hear DeVere's brands and what Ryan Baker just asked about me. That's coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Where every segment is another Buckeye surprise. You've got the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey, and now very pleased to be joined on the Buckeye Show by the 10TV sportscaster legend, Dom Tiberi, who I've been desk mates with for a couple years now. But
it's
Dom, it's good to have you, buddy.
I want to apologize to Timmy because he has to put up with my nonsense. Devere, there's nonsense when I'm in the house.
It's fun, though. This is my first show.
It's fun nonsense.
With you on the radio, and I am honored to be in the presence.
You know, Devere, it is. You know, Devere is a modern day Barry White.
Do you know that, Timmy? Doesn't he?
Just like when he does like the radio games.
Right, right, right.
There should be jazz music under him when he's talking.
Makes me think of Kenny Guyton.
Amen.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah, this is the smoothest dude there is.
Yeah.
And did you ever see him on the field? He made it look easy.
Yeah, he was quick, super quick, but yet he also just had sort of like a fluidness to his game.
He looks like he could still play.
No,
you know what he ran?
No.
You know what his 40 time was, Dom? No.
It was fast.
No.
4.37.
Fast.
I've asked Fish.
If you put a rocket somewhere on my body,
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
I asked Fish if... For the 97.1 to pick up late night jazz, and I would do it. I would come.
You'd
and
be
do
the
it.
DJ.
Oh yeah,
like midnight to 4.
Absolutely,
you take that shift.
You know, my first gig when I was in senior year in college.
Yeah,
I got a gig at I was a stringer WBBY,
uh-huh.
and
oh,
it was
boy.
Supposed to be Westerville, but it was up in
That's W Baby.
Yeah, but it was jazz. It was jazz. Yeah. It was cool. All these dudes were in there, jazzing away, and I'm doing new stringing for the news.
Man, the jobs, the early jobs we have. It must have been an early job because you've been here for 40-some years
43
now.
43 years. Yeah. I was a garbage man for the city of Columbus for 3 years.
I don't even believe it.
Yeah.
Been here too long. Believe that. You've been here forever.
I started here, and I'm going to test you and Devere's knowledge.
I'm not going to know it.
Nope.
March 30th, 1981.
Oh, boy.
Neither one of you were born.
No.
Nope.
I'm minus 3.
I started here. I had just turned 22 years old. I had just come back from Daytona Beach and spring break.
Spring break. Woo.
Yeah, I just turned 22.
Must be nice.
And I walk in here.
Did you catch anything out there?
No cameras, no.
Catch anything?
Oh, no, you're good.
As in what?
Something you don't want to catch.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Tim.
A fish. You caught a fish, John.
I caught a fish. Yeah. Did I catch anything? Lord, hell is wrong with this guy?
Don't know. He's talking about a fish. You went on a fishing trip, right?
Did you catch anything?
So what happened? What's the point?
The point is, 43 years ago, I walked in here, just turned 22, just come back from spring break. And here's all these legends that I grew up watching as I was a little boy. And I'm sitting there just in awe. I'm in a suit and I'm just like a nervous wreck. And two major news events happened on that day. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, back in those days, Devere, believe it or not, we didn't have typewriters.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have, I mean, computers. We had typewriters.
Typewriters.
And we had ticker tape. Ticker tape.
Eli Whitney had just invented the cotton gin.
Yes. Yeah. We had Morse code. Anyways, all of a sudden you hear bing, 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 and all this stuff going off. And CBS came over and says, we are interrupting regular programming.
I don't think I know why.
There's been an attempt on President Reagan's life.
I was going to say, is it Watergate?
No, they shot the president.
Okay.
And then that night, a sporting event almost didn't happen, but it did. Bob Knight and the Indiana Hoosiers beat Dean Smith in North Carolina to win the national title. That was my first day in the business.
Can you hear that? You hear that rhyme time?
Yeah. What happened on the first day in the business?
My first day? Nothing like that happened.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah. A lot. Yeah. I sure did.
Idiot.
I caught some knowledge. That's what I caught. I caught something that said, maybe you shouldn't be doing this.
Go get a shot. You'll be
and
fine.
I went and did it anyway. Dom, we were finishing up this story here. So I'm sure you saw that Marvin Harrison Jr., he kind of surprised some people by the apparel deal that he inked. Some people thought that he was going to go big time with Nike or one of the big boys, Under Armour, who knows. He goes with New Balance, and New Balance has been catching some guys, and that led us to the fun discussion of what would you want to sign with? If you were the athlete going in, what would your apparel deal be? I listed off some of my my apparel companies back there, and DeVere, you were about to give your top two, right?
My top two, yeah.
See, you said... You were at Lululemon.
Lululemon.
You wanted a Lululemon
three.
Deal. Yeah. What were the top two for you besides Nike, right?
It was going to be Jordan brand and Nike. But I signed with Nike, so I love Nike.
Yeah.
Like when I came out, they gave me a 3-year deal, and it was just because, I mean, obviously Ohio State's Nike, and I love Nike.
So you got to live that Nike deal.
Absolutely.
How did that work? Like, what were the perks of that?
So it was 20 grand cash. I was the third round.
One-time deal?
One-time deal, and then it was 20 grand in merch. So you get 10 at 6 months and then 10 at the other 6 months.
That's a lot of gear. Dom.
Oh, that's all I got for Christmas. I was just pushing click and send.
What would you be walking around in? You'd be a Puma guy.
No.
Get you in a bunch of Puma tracksuits.
I like Callaway clothing.
Callaway.
I like Callaway clothing.
Team Callaway.
I like Carhartt.
Ooh, Tom, I do like Carhartt
jeans. They're nice. Yeah. And Tommy Bahama.
Guerrilla Marketing.
I like Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahama. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
You don't like Tommy Bahama?
No, it's just like
Seattle, right?
See, here's the difference with me and you, Timmy, is everything you have on, you were given at some like media event.
That is not true.
Oh, come on.
That's not true.
That is absolute truth.
We've got the cameras. We got the cameras in the studio here now.
Where did you get that jacket?
This, DeVere, how's this jacket? And this, by the way, fits into my Nike deal because they own Converse.
And DeVere's got Carhartt shirt on.
I've got the original Chuck Taylors on here.
Oh, look at that. Converse jacket.
You didn't get those free?
I bought all these. Come on. I'm not getting any free stuff.
Hey,
you're Dom Tiberi. You got to go to halfway around the world for someone to not know your name.
For the record.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get me a loan?
Yeah.
He loves
for
that.
For the record, my first time on the news, Dom gave me some great places to get some suits, tailored suits.
Yes.
Dom is a good resource when you want to get a nice suit and tie.
Yes.
Dom, will you stay for the next segment?
Yes.
Okay, because there is an actual story that we didn't hit on. Through all this nonsense yet.
I'm sorry.
But I actually wanted
to... I'm sorry.
It's
by the way,
no.
Dommy
Bahamas.
Your hair really looks good today.
It really does. I'm liking the gray streak.
It looks...
It's growing on you. I'm not accepting
my
grays.
So are we on television here? They can see Timmy's hair?
This is our camera right here.
It's not
Tim's camera.
No, I'm just saying it looks good. You got good hair. I used to have good hair and now it's thinning out and the shampoo I use... kind of helps with the color.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Well, I'm not going to do anything about the color.
I'm just saying.
I'm just going to embrace.
Well, if I didn't, you'd...
We were...
You'd call me whitey.
So Dom Tiberi, I didn't say that. That's false. It's a false accusation.
If I didn't put shampoo in my hair.
No, Tim, that's Dommy Bahama right there, baby.
Dom Tiberi is in the studio with us from 10TV. I didn't get to this yet, but we were talking about this story the other day. They say... that it's one of the greatest sports injustices in American history.
Awful.
And it happened to a former Buckeye. Yeah. Dom sticks around. We'll tell you about that in the hashtag segments coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We know everything about you.
We know you love the Buckeyes.
We know you love the Jackets.
We know you're wearing a red shirt.
I just freaked the hell out of someone. The Fan.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Common Man and T-Bone.
There is no way in hell.
No way. I will eat a crab sandwich.
Why do you do this? Why do you do this?
No.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on the Fan. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Trust the pros at the Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs.
Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
Timmy Hall and Devere Posey here on a lovely midweek Wednesday. Dom Tiberi from 10TV has sauntered into the studio. And he has stuck around because I was wanting to tell the story.
I like that word, sauntered.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Good word.
And I'm glad that I'm seeing some pub, although there's not enough pub for this yet, but I can't tell you about ticket sales because you're missing it. It's on right now as we speak. This event is happening. But the good news is there will be a 30 for 30 documentary. We were just talking about this a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I mentioned I'd watched the NC State basketball 30 for 30, which I think is the best one because it heavily features Jimmy V. Yeah. I think it's called, I can't even remember the dang name of it. About the cardiac pack that beat Houston and won the 1983 national championship. But they are going to unveil a movie about Butch Reynolds, who was an Ohio State track star. Formerly the fastest man alive, broke the world record in the 400, and then this horrible thing happened to him where they mixed up drug samples, basically just had the wrong sample. It's not like, oh, there were trace elements in the blood or whatever. No, they had the wrong sample, and they just did, the IAFF just didn't fix things, and he got suspended for 2 years and had to miss the 1992 Olympic Games because of it.
It was awful.
It was the, I mean, Dom, you hear him, he's covering the story when he was younger, and that happened.
It's crazy.
Butch, I know, was the speed coach for the Ohio State football team.
Absolutely.
And helped you a little bit, Devere, right?
Absolutely. My junior year, I was getting recruited. I committed my junior year. So I had a relationship with him. I was excited to work with him.
Yeah.
I came in seventh in a 400 meter dash. And then I had a long talk with Butch. He said, hey, break the 400 meter down. You treat it like this. This is what you do on the first leg, second leg, third leg. And then this is when you kick and all of these things, the way to run, the way to hold your head. And the next year I won the state championship. Like, and every day I thought about my conversation with Butch and the tips he gave me.
That's awesome. I mean, and like, it was Butch Reynolds and Michael Johnson with the gold shoes in the 96 Olympics. Absolutely. Like, those were the guys in that race. At Dispatch Alerts, they had a tweet post, an X post out about the movie. It's called False Positive.
Right.
Butch Reynolds voices his side in a new documentary. So right now at the Southern Theater, this was cool. Like, Kappa does so many cool things throughout the year. They're showing this movie in a sneak peek, and he's actually there. He's going to do a Q&A, so maybe some stuff gets written about what happened there tonight. But Dom, you were so cool. We're talking about this yesterday. I kid you not. I'm talking about this, and I'm mentioning how Kate, who is our ONN reporter, the Ohio News Network, works in the building, and she was doing some stories about this because it's kind of in her realm, movie coming out about this. And she asked me, like, would you like me to see about, you know, getting Butch on? Like, I'm talking to them over there. And I said, yeah, sure. And she came back and said, I don't know who she talked to, a manager or somebody, you know, this goes like, they're a little busy. He's trying to back off now. He's got this thing coming up on Wednesday. And Dom's there. And he says, what, do you want to talk to Butch? He's like, I'm good friends with him. He pulls out his cell phone, dials it up. Butch answers.
Oh.
And then he's right there. We're right there in the cubicle. Oh. And he says, hey, you know, Timmy Hall from the Buckeye Show. You ever listen to that crap? And he's like, oh, no.
Maybe. Call it crap.
No, he didn't. He says he wants to talk to you. Would you be so kind to talk to him for a second? He hands me the phone, and I'm there talking to Butch Reynolds for like 5 minutes.
Hey, Butch.
And we're just having a chat. We talk about the movie. Seems like a great dude. That was so cool. What we talked about, you know, I know he had the... I didn't want to ask him to come on later that night. You know, I don't like to do that to guys.
He don't mind. He'll do it. Butch, he lives in Westerville. He's going to be on Wall to Wall this Sunday. He's coming down here to the studio. It'll be on this coming Sunday. But it was one of the great tragedies of athletics. I mean, it was a false positive. Butch kept claiming he was innocent. He had a battery of lawyers. And that group, that track group, I mean, I don't even want to say what did it. I mean, it was like, I don't know if it was pride. I don't know what it was. But, I mean, Butch was, you know, he was an amazing athlete. Matter of fact, I was with Butch at the 96 games, and that was the games he was, you know, he missed.
Back in, yeah. He was an older athlete at that time.
But he missed 92 when he was in his prime.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and so then we're at 96, and he came up lame and got hurt. And I'll never forget, I was dinner with Paul Spahn Moose, who was our sports director at 10TV for 48 years. He and I were at Atlanta for 18 days covering those Olympics. We did not have credentials or anything. We just were, there were 22-some Ohio State athletes there.
You're not an NBC guy. That's probably why.
This is Atlanta.
CBS. Yeah, we were in Atlanta. Yeah. Everything was good until that dadgum bomb went off.
Mm-hmm.
But we were down there, and Butch did an interview with us. He said, I'm not going to run. I'm done. I'm going to withdraw. I'm banged up. And he said, will you give me he says, I need to get a ride to Stone Mountain, which is outside Atlanta. And we took him there.
What was up in Stone Mountain?
I don't know. He just went there. He was meeting friends and family. And,
you drove him, huh?
Yeah, we drove him out there and gave him a ride. But he was heartbroken. I mean, he had worked so hard for those 96 games after they stole 92.
You can't ever get that back, you know?
And he came up lame. But I'll tell you what, you look up the word class, and there's a picture of Butch Reynolds. And, I mean, he loves Ohio State, but the adversity, that guy, and I call him a kid. He's not a kid anymore, but he's always a kid to me.
Yeah.
What he had to go through was so unfair and so unjust. And I'm very interested to see how this film portrays it.
Me too.
Well, you said your mom and dad are there. I'll be interested to hear what you give me a report tomorrow.
I will. Yeah, okay. My mom and dad are there. Speaking of that, Dom, we're so sorry for everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks. It's been so good to see you back at work, but Dom's mom passed away, everybody, if you didn't see that on social media. And I never got the pleasure to meet her, but boy, from everyone that you talked to, she seemed like such a special gal.
Well, I'll tell you, Devere and I are both in that club now, and you only have one mom,
man.
And she was my mom 65 years, and
Amen.
I'm still coming to grips with it.
I hear you.
The funeral was on Monday, and you know, you're still dealing with it.
Grieving never goes away.
No, but you know what? My mom was... It was a tough go the last couple of months, and she's not suffering anymore. And I take solace that she is in heaven with little Maria, and so that makes me happy.
Amen.
That makes me happy.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you back at work.
Yeah, I tell you, I wanted some normalcy.
Good to see you smiling again.
I wanted some normalcy. Yeah. I wanted to be hanging out with my buddy Timmy Hall. I don't know about that. No, I love you.
We got an open spot on Wednesdays
now. And you know what Timmy did?
Yeah.
He brought in these Bill's Donuts, and I hadn't had them forever. Holy smokes.
Wait, Bill Nash?
Oh, no.
No, oh, just no. Bill's.
Just Circleville. It's the only one. There's no chain.
Centerville.
Centerville, I mean.
Yeah. There might be a couple left. The donut holes are on my desk.
Wait, you drove to Centerville?
I did.
For donuts?
I did.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. I did. My son had state math testing today and got another 2-hour round tomorrow. I thought he'd take the edge off.
How'd he do in the math?
He's a math guy.
Yeah.
He's good. But that's.
Hold on, wait. Let's not skip over this.
You drove to Centerville for donuts? I'd love to talk more about it, but it's the show. I'll tell him more about it tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
We could go out there and talk about it.
That's what I do, though. So coming up, we're going to get our gamble on the money with Bids and Scotty. They're coming up next. NFL Draft first round tomorrow. We're going to be here at 6 to talk about it. Dom Taberi, 10TV, thank you.
Thank you.
Devere Posey.
Have those guys give me a winner, will you?
That's coming up next on The Fan.
During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3. .com.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, in many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.